One of the questions I'm asked the most as an artist and writer is, how do you stay inspired? I can honestly tell you, I stay inspired by listening. Listening to other creatives and storytellers really does help fuel the work I do. And one of the places where I've been listening is the podcast Adobe Wireframe, who happens to be the sponsor of today's show. Adobe Wireframe is now in season 4. Hear from artists, designers, activists, and more. I'm a listener of this podcast, and if you'd like to check it out yourself, the link is in the show notes. And now on to today's episode, where we are going to be talking about 5 simple phrases for when you feel like your work isn't good enough. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols. Thank you for listening. There are so many reasons as to why we might feel like our work isn't good enough. Perhaps we work in an environment where we feel that others are more qualified than we are. Or maybe we didn't receive encouragement growing up from other adults or our peers that what we were creating was good and that our contributions were valuable. Or for many of us, we've experienced some kind of setback or failure, or this moment where we suddenly realize that the things that we set out to do are going to take a little bit longer to come to life than we imagined. There are so many reasons why we may have that feeling that maybe my work isn't good enough. Maybe even at my best, I'm just not qualified or interesting or worth listening to. Those thoughts can creep in so easily. So here are 5 simple phrases that I hope you can hold on to when those feelings start to creep in. And I will put them in the show notes so you can return to them whenever you like. Phrase number 1, I am not my work. I am not my work. This is such a simple phrase, but it's something that can be easily forgotten when we live in a society where we work and we have to put a lot of time and energy into creating things, into contributing, into just making it through the average day. So it's important that we continue to remind ourselves and the people around us that we are not our work. There is more to us. And we know this because when we're not working, we are still valuable. We are still contributing to life. Even when we're just sitting, doing nothing at all, our presence matters. This is something that can be so easy to forget in the rush of life, even when we're doing work that we really love. So if you don't remember anything else from this episode, I hope that you can remember, I am not my work. And remember that it is absolutely okay to remind yourself of that as often as possible. Phrase number 2, I will not allow comparison to steal the joy of the journey. Perhaps you've heard in many different variations that comparison is a thief. And I absolutely believe that that is true. Comparison deprives us of the opportunity to see others for their uniqueness and to see ourselves for our uniqueness. It pushes this idea that there's only one kind or a few kind of people who can have a happy life or to be able to achieve something that actually changes the world. In this life, we are all on a journey together, but that journey is going to look different person to person, day by day. It can be easy to forget this if you're traveling and there are people to your left and your right, and now you're kind of judging your pace based on theirs. It can start to feel as though someone is behind. Oh, now I'm behind. Oh, I guess I need to keep up. However, the longer we travel, the more we find that we will arrive where we're meant to arrive when we're meant to arrive there. Phrase number 3. There is a place for me and what I create. There is a place for me and what I create. Now, this one can be a little bit tricky because when it comes to the idea of knowing and trusting that there is a place for you, it means letting go of 2 things. One of those things is quantity. The concept of there being a place for you doesn't mean that every place is for you. So recognizing that, by realizing that there is a place for you, it's also going to come with realizing that some places are not for you, and being absolutely okay with that. And the same applies to what you create. The same applies to the things you make. There are going to be some places where you recognize, wow, I'm not welcome here. I don't know if it's personal or not. It could be that it's not even so much that you don't feel like you're welcomed, but you just don't feel like it's a right fit. It's like, oh, these people are great, but I'm not sure this is for me. And that is absolutely okay, because saying goodbye to one place doesn't mean you're saying goodbye to every other place out there. So when you start to realize that there is a place for you, it will come with letting go of the idea that every place is for you. It might just be one or two places where you feel comfortable sharing your voice or sharing your story or sharing your art. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. The second thing you have to let go of is timing. There is a place for you. This concept of there is a place for you doesn't necessarily mean that there is going to be a place right now where you feel 100% welcome and confident that this is exactly where you're supposed to be. It may take time to find that place. It may take time to realize what your actual needs and wants are. So give yourself permission to explore and stay curious and open to the possibility of what could be, to the possibility of where you might be able to take that deep breath and say, ah, okay, this is my place. This is where I was trying to get. It might take some time to get there. And then when you get there, you might recognize, okay, this is my place for now, but it may change in a few years. So give yourself that permission. There is no time frame attached to this idea that there is a place for you. Number four, this is the season I will make beautiful, honest things that speak to who I am and who I am called to be. This phrase is all about focusing on making honest work, not perfect work, but honest work. So whatever the ideal version is of what you feel like you should be able to do, like you should be able to accomplish, perhaps there is another version of that. Perhaps there is the work that leads up to that moment where you finally have everything exactly the way you want it. Perhaps there's the story that you can share about how you're learning more and more to extend grace to yourself and extend grace to others when things aren't coming together exactly the way that you want them to. That is all a part of creating beautiful, honest work right here where you are. And I know in my life, when I've taken the time to write about, even if it's just in my journal, those things that haven't worked out the way that I wanted them to, and it took much longer to figure out, and I felt like my work was just not good enough, and it wasn't resonating in the way that I wanted it to. It was those times where I was honest about my emotions, and I was honest about what I was truly feeling, that I can really look back with gratitude that I was able to be vulnerable in that space. I was able to write from an honest place that is still so telling and teaches me so much, even in just reflecting. So give yourself that permission to just be honest about what you actually feel right now. If there's somebody's work out there that you really look up to and you cannot help but think, oh, if I could just get to their level, or if it's someone that you work with on a regular basis and you cannot help but to compare your progress to theirs, slow down and recognize that there is no shame in having those feelings, and you are free to write about them, find a trusted person that you can talk to about these things, and that is all a part of creating beautiful, honest work, actually giving time to those honest feelings that we sometimes feel like we shouldn't have in the first place, because sometimes we may tell ourselves, well, who am I to be jealous? Like, who am I to have, you know, deal with comparison or perfectionism? I just need to get myself together. If that's something that you're struggling with, give yourself that permission, whether it's with a therapist, whether it's with trusted friend or writing it out in your journal to really express those feelings and give yourself that permission to make beautiful, honest work right here where you are. Number 5, I am free to try new things without worrying about what the outcome will be. I am free to try new things without worrying about what the outcome will be. This leads to a question. What are you willing to try without worrying about the outcome? What are you willing to explore with heartfelt curiosity, with a desire and a passion to learn something new, just because, just for the fun of it? This can help to restore that creative part of yourself that is seeking to be a part of and seeking to contribute in the world. This can help restore that hope that it's possible, because sometimes when we've been putting our work out there and we haven't been getting the response that we've been looking for, and we haven't been getting the encouragement or the feedback or the validation or the income compensation, whatever it is, and we're just struggling to see how is this going to come together, we can start to lose hope that it's possible that we have something to say, that we have a meaningful contribution. So just reminding ourselves that we're allowed to try new things without worrying about what the outcome will be, and I'll also add without worrying about what other people will think. It is a very important reminder, and it's something that I remind myself of very often as well. So I hope that you can hold on to this as you carry on, trusting that there is a place for you. There's a place for what you make. You're not your work, but it doesn't mean your work isn't valuable. Just because everyone doesn't see the value in what you do, it doesn't mean that you don't have something to say, that your presence doesn't matter. You matter. What you create is a reflection of something deep within you stirring. And it's so beautiful and brave when you choose to share it. So I hope that these phrases are phrases that you can carry with you throughout the day, throughout the week, so that you can remind yourself there is a place for you, and there is a place for what you create. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. I actually already asked a question in today's episode. And that question is, what are you willing to try without worrying about what the outcome will be? What are you willing to try without worrying about what the outcome will be? Thank you so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.